employing spies. Sun Tzu said, "In sum, when raising 100,000 soldiers and setting out on a campaign of 1,000 li, the expenses of the 100 clans and the contributions of the nation are 1,000 gold pieces a day. Inner and outer are disturbed. People are exhausted on the roads. 700,000 households are unable to manage their affairs. On guard against them for years to contend for a single day's victory. Yet, by begrudging rank and the reward of 100 gold pieces, he does not know the nature of the enemy. He is utterly inhumane. He is not the general of the people. He is not the assistant of the ruler. He is not the ruler of victory." And so the means by which an enlightened sovereign and a wise general act, and so are victorious over others, and achieve merit superior to the multitudes, this is foreknowledge. Foreknowledge cannot be grasped from ghost and spirits, cannot be inferred from events, cannot be projected from calculation. It must be grasped from people's knowledge. And so there are five kinds of spy to employ. There is the native spy, the inner spy, the turned spy, the dead spy, and the living spy. When the five spies arise together and no one knows their Tao, this is what is meant by spirit-like web. It is the treasure of the people's sovereign. The living spy returns and reports. Employ the native spy from among the local people. Employ the inner spy from among their officials. Employ the turned spy from among enemy spies. The dead spy spreads false information abroad. I order my spy to know it, and he transmits it to the enemy spy. And so, in the kinship of the three armies, no kinship is more intimate than that of a spy. No reward is more generous than that for a spy. No affair is more secret than that of a spy. If not a sage, one cannot employ spies. If not humane, one cannot send out spies. If not subtle and secret, one cannot obtain a spy's treasure. Secret, secret! There is nothing for which one cannot employ spies. When the affairs of a spy are heard before they are underway, the spy and those who have been told all die. In sum, the army one wishes to strike, the walled city one wishes to attack, and the person one wishes to kill. One must first know the family name and the given name of the defending general, his intimates, the steward, the gatekeeper and attendants. I order my spy to surely seek them out and know them. I must seek out the enemy spies who come to spy on me. Accordingly, I benefit them, direct them, and then release them. Thus, a turned spy can be obtained and employed. With this knowledge, the local spy and the inner spy can thus be obtained and sent out. With this knowledge, the dead spy thus spreads false information and can be sent to tell the enemy. With this knowledge, the living spy can thus be sent out on time. One must know the matter of the five spies. Knowing it surely lies in the turned spy. Thus one cannot but be generous with a turned spy. When Yin arose, Yi Zhe was in Xia. When Zhou arose, Lu Ya was in Yin. Only if the enlightened ruler and wise general can use people of superior knowledge as spies will they surely achieve great merit. These are essentials of the military. The three armies rely on them and act.